Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another one in a world where we do not have much happening as far as the sports go. We still find things to talk about because, you know what? Guys in the NFL are messing up. Guys in Major League Baseball don't want to come back. The owners want to look like good people. UFC is still going at it. They don't give a rat's, you know what. WWE, they're going at it. They don't care either. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf, we're breaking things down each and every week. We don't care. Welcome in. How are you doing, Mike?
Oh, I think we care, but I'm doing great. Hey, it's another Sunday. It's another show here on Sports Byline. A lot of stuff to talk about, even though there are no sports. You and I continually get it done.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are sports to talk about, by the way, and we do appreciate you checking us out wherever it is on SB Nation Radio, Sports Byline, however you may be checking us out. We appreciate it 100%. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And trust me, man, there's a lot to talk about, even though we don't have the games that are really being played, although you do have the Korean League and things like that that you're getting to check out. The horses are going.
Soccer.
So things are things are happening a little bit. And I know we're up against it, so we'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. We'll hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.TV. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.TV.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another one. Lots to get into, even though the sports world is a little bit slow at this moment in time. But we all know what's going on in the world, and we've got to kind of take things a little bit slowly. John Poulter, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada each and every week. Toronto, Canada, to be quite frank. But, John, I don't want to beat around the bush. Obviously, we all know about the proposal that is out there for Major League Baseball to get back into action. I see a lot of problems with it, quite frankly. So I'm just going to kind of leave it to you. But if I'm a player, I'm not satisfied with this deal whatsoever. I think it's almost an insult, to be quite honest with you. What say you?
Well, I think my concerns more than anything, Andy, regardless of you know the player's financial issue, to me that's a small factor here. I think the safety issue and the credibility of the sport and the atmosphere of the sport are probably what are, to me, are more important here, and specifically looking at it from a Toronto standpoint, because the Blue Jays obviously would be treated a little bit differently than the rest of the other 29 teams in Major League Baseball, simply because there's the U.S.-Canada border crossing stoppage until at least the end of June. So we've got this quarantine issue. If the Blue Jays are going to participate in the 2020 season, they're going to have to play someplace in the States. So is that Buffalo, the home of their AAA team, the Buffalo Bisons, or is it Dunedin, Florida, the spring training home? I guess from a Toronto fan standpoint, it doesn't really make much difference. We'd be watching them on TV. So whether we're watching a game in Buffalo or whether we're watching a game in Florida is really non-existent. But I think that the only way this is going to work is for it to be done on a geographical basis, and that is East teams play East teams, Central teams play Central teams, etc. I can see a way where they can work it out that a team plays within its own division and then plays the corresponding division in the other league once. You could get 90 games out of that. If you got 90 games out of it with an off day, every 18 games would be 94 games. That would take us to about the 5th or 6th of October. That's workable. Personally, I think the integrity of the game is questionable here. We're asking players to do something that regular humans can't, and that's be within 6 feet of each other. How do you isolate all these people? And, you know, perhaps the most important thing here is let's think back a little bit, a couple of months, and one case of this virus shut down the NBA. So what is going to happen if we have one case in Major League Baseball with 30 teams with, let's say, approximately 50 people per team when you count players, broadcasters, therapists, etc.? I think the huge risk there, I just can't see it happening from a health standpoint. Obviously, it's all about money, so it's probably going to happen. But do I think it's the right thing? No, I'm afraid I don't.
All right, so let me just jump in, and I want to let you understand where I was coming from. I wasn't necessarily saying talking about their money. I was talking about the safety. And when you have guys speaking out about, look, you know, this is my safety, my health that I'm putting out there, I've got their back is all I'm saying. I wasn't necessarily talking about their money. I'm talking about the lack of uncertainty, the lack of knowing what's happening with this virus, and the health and safety protocol are extremely daunting. So I just think this is an extremely difficult task that they're trying to take upon themselves. They're going to do it. Quite frankly, they're going to do it whether we like it or not. I do think it's happening, but I wasn't really talking about their money so much. I was really talking more about the health and the safety. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that was where I was coming from too, Andy. I'm sorry, Mike, but That's where I was coming from, too. When I talk about the fact that it's money, I'm not talking about the players here. I'm talking about the fact that the owners and the networks and the leagues that want to make money off the players and putting them at risk. So I think we're on the same page there. Sorry, Mike, didn't mean to jump in. Just wanted to clarify Andy's comment.
Oh, no. That's perfectly fine. But, you know, let's talk about money, you know? I mean, there's been plenty of players. You got the pitcher that's on Tampa Bay that's spoken out, Cy Young Award winner, I believe, about, you know, look, I signed for this amount of money per year and this amount of money for the contract. I'm going to get paid. And, you know, you got Bryce Harper kind of echoing the same thing. What is your feeling about the money situation, for these Major League Baseball players?
Well, frankly, I think all of the contracts should be prorated. They have to take into account that the teams are not going to have any ticket revenue, which is not a big piece, but a substantial piece of their income in terms of paying those players. And if a guy's only playing half a season, then he should really only get half a pay. I mean, I understand where Snell is coming from and Harper is coming from in the fact that I signed a contract to play for, I'm going to pick a number here, $25 million for the 2020 season. But in Snell's case, that was probably based on the fact that the Rays expected him to make 30 or 32 starts. He isn't going to make 30 or 32 starts in a 90-game season. So I think the players are being a little bit short-sighted if they're sitting back expecting to get their money. And I think they have to look at it, you know, don't kill the goose that laid the golden egg, because you insist on getting all of this money. The teams are going to not be as rich going forward, and maybe that's going to affect your next contract. So I think everybody has to sit down here and look at this with a little bit of common sense. I understand Snell's position. It's not his fault that COVID-19 came around. But on the other hand, it's not Major League Baseball or the Tampa Bay Rays ownership that caused this to happen either. These guys got to work together, and they've got to exist together, and at the end of the day, they probably will. But there'll be some harsh words said in the meantime.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We're talking, obviously, about the newest, latest proposal from Major League Baseball. Look, at the end of the day, I think you just said something that we all should be thinking about, and what the most responsible thing to be doing right now is probably, quite frankly, not playing these games in general. How much fun is it going to be for guys to not be able to high-five, not be able to hug each other, whatever it is when you make these great plays? I feel like we're taking all of the emotion out of the game, John.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And you may not have had an opportunity to see this, but the Bundesliga, which is the top soccer league in Germany, it's the equivalent essentially of the English Premier League, which I know is televised in the States. I don't believe any Bundesliga games are televised in the States, but the Bundesliga started up yesterday in somewhat of a limited format, much along the lines they're talking of with Major League Baseball. The soccer situation is a little bit different. They're trying to complete a season I think it's 6 to 8 games per team as opposed to start a season. But they started these games yesterday in home stadiums with no fans. They asked the players not to shake hands. They asked them not to hug each other after goals and so on and so forth. I watched a little bit of a game yesterday, and while you could see the effort was there, there was some hesitation when guys were going in to tackle and get the ball and be in little scrums in the corner where they were looking for possession. But it was really strange to see goals being scored and guys not going up and congratulating each other. Maybe we'd get used to it over time, but to your point, it certainly does look a little bit different and must have taken an awful lot of self-restraint on the players' behalf to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's got to be an interesting dynamic, and it's for everybody involved. Obviously, viewership is going to be much different. Playing games for these athletes also going to be much different in general. I just think, you know, we've got a real situation on our hands. The world doesn't do what it did if this is all a bunch of nonsense. So at the end of the day, I really think we're heading for a little bit more trouble before things get better, guys. I really do. And, you know, this is going to be part of the problem, is that we can't sit still. We can't just settle down and wait and relax and say, look, we got to take a little time out and things got to work themselves out a little bit better. No, we're going to jump right back into things. And I think more and more people are going to be in trouble because of it. I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue to wrap with our professor of sports, John Poulter, about the sports world as we know it right now. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In the game for the Crew, and here's Ryan Braun. On a big home run, the pitch. Ryan Braun sends it to left center and deep. Get up! Get up!
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Man, that's a sound that I'm really, really missing hearing, to be quite honest with you. Bob Uecker, the great Bob Uecker, calling my Milwaukee Brewers, Yelich, passing it to Bronny. Oh, man, come on now. It doesn't get much better than that, fellas. Welcome back in, everybody. Obviously, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out, as always, Mike Wilson, and we are hanging out with our professor of sports as well from all the way from Canada, John Poulter. I do have one final question. I do want to switch gears and ask you maybe somehow, some way, if NHL hockey has a chance, and I'm seeing some guys speaking out there. But with what we just heard, I got to close it out and ask you about all the amount of tests that we're hearing, potentially like 10,000 a week or something along those lines. I guess my question is the juice worth the squeeze? You know, I mean, is this going to be worth going out there and trying to make this all happen? Or are we getting ourselves into something in a big pickle here with what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish on the professional level with sports, John?
I think we're running a further risk. We're making good progress, or it would seem that we're making good progress. The numbers are still high. Anything more than zero is obviously far too high, but the numbers are very high. They're coming down, but they're still high. I just don't see a way for it happening. As I said before, I think there's a huge risk here. We know that one case shut down the NBA. So we're playing with fire in terms of the possibility of one case amongst, 700 Major League Baseball players. Then you maybe double that by adding support staff and broadcasters and trainers and so on and so forth. Then you've got the people that drive the buses from the hotel. You've got the quarantine at the hotel. I think we're just playing with fire with an open match and a lighted gasoline tank right next to it, quite frankly.
No, I we're all on the same page about this. All right, so let's keep it going with the safety aspect. And I believe this Max Domi guy from the Canadiens comes out, and you know he's obviously in the midst of a contract or something along those lines, maybe for next season. But at this point in time, that's not all that important to him, man. Safety and health is at his foremost right now. And I'll be honest with you, I commend the kid, to be quite honest with you, John. He's like a 25-year-old kid or something like that, and not really thinking about necessarily the money right now, but thinking about health and safety. And I think he deserves a pat on the back, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Domi's kind of I shouldn't say a special character, but he's certainly a unique character. He grew up in a sports family. His father was Ty Domi, who played for the Toronto Maple Leafs and a couple of other NHL teams. Much different player than Max Domi. Ty Domi was a tough guy, a scrapper. Max Domi's very much a skill player, but he's a pretty bright kid, and he's a lifelong diabetic. So clearly, he understands health issues. He monitors health issues. He knows the risks. I give this guy a lot of credit, and he's also playing in a market, Montreal, which is very much a hockey market. I guess to say that hockey in Montreal is as important as football is in Dallas would probably be a pretty good parallel. Fans in Montreal live and die with the Canadiens. A guy gets a cold on the Canadiens and is suspected not to be playing in the next game. The whole town is worried. So I can see that being an issue with a guy like Domi.
Hello.
John, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm getting a little bit of buzzing back in my headset, guys.
That's okay. It's probably a little bit on, maybe on your end, but go ahead. Continue saying what you were saying. Sorry about that.
I was just saying that, you know, I think that Domi's a pretty bright kid. Being a lifelong diabetic, he understands the issues. I give him a lot of credit, especially with the fact that he is in a contract year. That's obviously a very important year for any athlete. So I admire the guy's maturity. I really do.
So let me ask you this, John, about the Coyotes now and their president, Aaron Cohn, also CEO, no longer with the NHL organization. That happened, as far as I know, on Thursday. This is a guy who'd been with the team since 2015 as chief operating officer and chief legal officer. So can you give us the background on this situation?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because when I saw that on the newswire on Wednesday or Thursday, I was going to shoot you a note and ask you what the buzz around town was on it, because, quite frankly, it came out of the blue from my standpoint. Not a name that we're very popular hearing. You know, it's not a name that we hear frequently up here. What it said to me was that clearly ownership is not 100% happy with the off-ice issues that are going on in Phoenix, and I guess that's nothing new. But what it did tell me was that perhaps this gives a little bit more power to John Cioka, the general manager. Maybe this is an indication that he's going to be moving up in the organization and putting his stamp on it. He was a bit of a surprise when he was named, but clearly what we've seen on the ice the last couple of years, things are going the right way. So I think it's probably more of an organizational structural change than anything else, but it did come out of the blue as far as I was concerned, and certainly not big news up here, but certainly did cross my desk in terms of feeds.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of sad because, obviously, you know, the Coyotes were having a little bit of success. They were in contention for a Western Conference playoff spot, you know. So I think there'd be about 11 games or so left, if I'm not mistaken, John, for most of these NHL teams if they can get back into action.
Yeah.
Do you think this is possible? Do you think they should just scrap the season? Where are you at?
Oh yeah. I think they should write it off. The American Hockey League has already done that, and we know that generally the NHL and the AHL kind of move in the same circles because they're so closely tied. I can tell you that the Toronto Maple Leafs have already given us credit for the 7 home games that were missed at the end of the season, so that to me is a clear indication from a business standpoint that they don't think those games are going to be played. I think Gary Bettman is playing with fire if he really thinks, and living in a pipe dream if he thinks that this can really happen. They'd have exactly the same concerns that the baseball players should have, putting all these guys in 3 or 4 hub cities. Yeah, you're isolating the cities, but you're maximizing the number of people that are coming into contact with each other. I just don't see it working. I think they should just say, look, we don't want to be playing hockey in August. Let's just write this thing off. It's become a mess. And, you know, going back to your Coyotes situation, I thought the timing was odd, but probably no more odd than the Chicago Blackhawks parting company with their CEO, John McDonough, in the middle of all this. That was the one that shocked me more, actually, than the Phoenix or the Arizona one did. But odd times of year for teams in the hockey world to be making changes. There's probably a lot more to these stories than we realize.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Do you think that, in a way, when Arizona opens up the state for professional sports, Florida opens up the state for professional sports, do they have a hidden agenda, I guess is my question, because ultimately we're talking about hubs potentially for different cities, different teams to come to, and that's for all sports involved, to be quite honest with you. Are they setting themselves up for a disaster in those particular states that are opening themselves up to having professional sports come back to them?
Yeah, I don't really see what the benefit is to them, to be very honest with you, because when there's a sporting event in a city, it's generally what attracts the event to the city is the number of fans that come, the amount of money that's spent in the local economy. Think about the NCAA basketball tournament as an example. That came to Phoenix a few years ago, and you know, look at the money that got pumped into the Phoenix economy as a result of all those people staying in hotels, going to bars, going to restaurants, etc. If there's no fans at games in Arizona and Florida, how do the cities benefit from this? I really don't get it.
I don't either, John. We're trying to figure it out each week, aren't we? But obviously yep. The time has come. We'll let you rock and roll. Have a great rest of your day. We'll hook up next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
Absolutely. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down, man. Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, everything in the world. How does it come back? When does it come back? And is it anywhere close to what it used to be? Keep it close, everybody. Speaking of that, we'll be right back with a little bit more of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Drew denied ice by Jonathan Drew, and he gave it away. Marchand, little dangle, through the slot, Pasternak scores!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Lot to get into, even though we don't have the sports world really happening in full throttle. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. We just got done speaking with our professor of sports, John Poulter, about Major League Baseball, about some hockey stuff happening, and quite frankly, not a lot to look forward to right now because everything is on hold. But with that being said, Mike Wilson, we have been given a gift. We have been given The Last Dance by Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, that dynasty of what they were going through. And we're on our last couple of episodes later. And what I'm wondering from you is, what have you taken away from this documentary?
That's a very good question. The one thing that I take away from it is just – it just reminds me of just how good Michael really was and how good that team was, you know, in the 90s. I mean, two three-peats. I mean, it goes without saying just how great of an achievement that is. The other thing that it points out is that I don't know if we've ever run into an athlete that is just hell-bent on winning. And that winning is the only thing that mattered to MJ. I mean, I think it was episode 7 last week, he had to take a break. You know, he even said break because he was so emotional about the way he played. And if you're not going to play that way, then I have no use for you. And I don't know if we've ever run into an athlete that puts it out like that. And, you know, there are some current NBA players that have come out like, look, if Michael took a swing at me, I'm swinging back. I don't, you know, you don't treat other people like that. And I kind of sit there and look at people making comments like that. And I just say to myself, well, you weren't in the mix with him. You weren't playing during that time. It's a different time in the NBA to be playing. So, you can talk all this bravado. You can talk about, you know, Michael, you know, was a tyrant. Michael, you know, was not a very good teammate. And, you know, Bill Weddington and other guys are saying, look, as a teammate, yeah, he was a jerk. He was this, he was that. But at the end of the day, you look back on it and you see what Michael was trying to do for the team. And they go, he was one hell of a teammate, you know, because people won rings. People got to a level in their career that very few ever will see. So the whole thing with that you can take away, there's so much to take away. I mean, Andy, what have you taken away from this so far?
Well, thanks for letting me jump in here. You know, you said a couple of interesting things. About Michael, and Michael was the ultimate winner, man. I'm sorry, but he's the ultimate winner, the ultimate competitor, and you can never take away his desire to win and have people around him win. And his success was based on everybody else's success too. So this guy was the ultimate team player. I'm sorry, but you know the interactions that he had with Scottie Burrell and Steve Kerr, you know that was him testing these guys. That was him getting the max out of these guys. That was him taking these guys to a different level, quite frankly, Mike Wilson. And, you know, this guy, he was – to me, he's the greatest competitor that I've ever seen in any sport. And, you know, you could throw Tiger Woods up there with him. Maybe you throw Rafael Nadal up there with those guys too. But in general, I think what Michael brought to the game was so special. And I guess my question back to you, because of what you said and how he was such a leader – would his leadership style work today? Could you be the way that Michael Jordan is with the ball players that you're seeing out there today?
You know, the easy answer, I think, would be no, because it is a different NBA. You got different rules, and you got a different way of playing the game, but different personality, you know, in the game. I mean, it's very much a league that, you know, they're exchanging – uniforms after the game. They're hugging, they're dapping each other. They're, you know, everybody wants to be friends. It's a very AAU kind of feel to it. And I mean, Andy, you know, you and I grew up in the same era. These guys aren't exchanging pleasantries. They're not exchanging uniforms after the game and, you know, trying to add to their, you know, to their look in their man cave back home. They were out to kill each other, you know, and I say that facetiously, but I mean, look, they were out to beat other great players. They weren't teaming up. They weren't doing any of that, you know, and as much as these people go, well, he had Scotty, and, you know, Magic had Cap and Worthy and Bird and McHale and Perry, you know, they weren't. There was no way Michael was going to team up with Bird or Magic or anybody else in the league. And, you know, it was just a different mindset. And the mindset today is very much, you know, to me, hey, let's get our money. Let's play some good basketball. Let's see if we can get some titles. But at the same time, I don't see the, like, you just want to go out and just destroy your teammate. Instead of us getting together and forming super teams and all those kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, different era, different time. I do think that Michael's style would work, because when you're that fierce of a competitor, you make people get on your same page. Let me ask you about Scottie Pippen. How do you feel about Scottie? You know, we saw him talk about the shot that Tony Kukoc got over him late in that ball game. And, you know, the guy had an opportunity to like come across and sound like he matured and sound like he had grown up a little bit. But yet, what does Scottie Pippen do, man? Scottie Pippen, not only does he take it, does he own it, but dude doubles down on it, man, and says, no, you know what? I would do the same thing today. Like, I'm sorry, man, but at the end of the day, he's the one who's making himself look bad in this series, in this documentary. I know that he's complaining that people think he looks bad and this and that and the other, but Scottie, they gave you every opportunity to have a rebuttal and say, look, show a little remorse for what you did back in the day with almost breaking up that Chicago Bull team at a time when, dude, let's be honest, you can't do that to your teammates at that moment in time, but yet Scottie did that, man. So I think he's the guy who made himself look bad personally.
Personally, yeah. I'm sitting there watching it with my son, and we see that, and we're like, did he just say what we thought he did? Like, he doubled, like you said, he doubled down and said, I'd do the same thing. And look, Michael even came across and said, that moment's going to haunt Scottie probably for the rest of his life. And so, you know, Scottie's kind of coming off as, a bit of a whiner. You know, he complained about his contract. I want to be traded. And I get it. Like, he was, well, Michael too, but I mean, Scottie made it very vocal that he wanted out, and he wanted his contract renegotiated, even though the owner told him, don't sign this contract because you're going to sell yourself short in the long term. You know, Scottie, and, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion about Scottie, including Pippen himself. So, it was just really interesting to see him double down and like you said, make himself remorseful, make himself contrite. And he just said, to hell with it. I'm not going to do that. And I would do the same thing. And Isaiah Thomas kind of comes across the same way to me too, when they're talking about the bad boys and walking off the court and all this. And Isaiah was making excuses, as to why they did it. I mean, just own it and move on. And I think everybody would have been cool with if Isaiah did that. I think everybody would certainly be cool if Pip did the same thing.
I'm okay with what Isaiah did. I'm sorry, bro, but I'm okay with what Isaiah did. And I'm not okay with what Michael did to Isaiah about the Olympic team. That was absolutely wrong, 100%. So let's agree to disagree on that one. Let me ask you, what do you feel about Jerry Krause? How does he look in this whole picture? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? What was Jerry Krause to you?
Well, he certainly had Napoleon complex, he's coming across as a guy that didn't take care of his players, like that wasn't looking out for his players. He seems like a few people in the documentary, he has little man syndrome kind of thing, that he didn't get enough credit. I think the person that is escaping by a little bit is Reinsdorf. And Reinsdorf kind of threw Krause under the bus a little bit, talking about the contract with Pippen, talking about different aspects of the day-to-day operations with the Bulls. But look, Krause was tight with his wallet. He didn't exactly pay the players. And it wasn't until, for Michael, year 16 or 17 that he was making what he should have been making for 10 years. In terms of salary.
Let's agree again to disagree here. The times were different, man, and guys weren't making as much money playing. Michael was making so much money in endorsements, and the guy was ruling the world in that sense, So,
right.
Look, at the end of the day, my thought on Krause is this, okay? Look, love him, hate him. At the end of the day, this guy brought 6 championships to the Chicago Bulls, and the fact that he probably didn't bring 8 is because Michael took a break for a couple of years, took that hiatus, so that's why the Bulls didn't win for a couple more years. I heard an interesting interview, I think just the other day with BJ Armstrong, and I absolutely loved it. I'll be honest with you, man. The guy was just so candid, so outspoken, so real about the situation. And basically, the question that they asked him was this a real portrayal of what it was like being part of the Chicago Bulls? And you know what BJ Armstrong said? He said, yeah, man. He said, look, we were like a rock and roll event coming to your town. Yeah, he's like, this was something that you just don't see a lot of. And, BJ's still involved with the game now. BJ's an agent, and so he's out there. He knows the way that things work from then till now. And you know what? He said that the one thing that all of his guys say to him today is that the fact that back in the day they were so freaking physical, man. And when you said something earlier in this conversation about them wanting to kill each other. No. They didn't want to kill each other, man. They were out for blood, Mike. These guys were out for blood each and every week. They wanted to take it to the next guy. They wanted to earn their stripes. And I think that's what I appreciate so much about my childhood growing up watching those guys play, who I think personally were the greatest players of all time back in the 80s and 90s. And the guys today, they're soft. They're very soft.
They are soft, but that's a product of the rules that we have now. You can't play physical. You can't foul like you did back in the 80s and 90s. Otherwise, you could get tossed. So there's a little bit of that going on. But I am with you for the most part. The best athletes, the toughest athletes are those from the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we got to see that greatness. We're getting to see the greatness of today as well. And I appreciate both of them. I really do. I appreciate both of them. And I think that it's fair to say LeBron James would be great in any era.
Right.
Michael Jordan would be great in any era. The athleticism, the basketball knowledge that he had – unprecedented, man. Yeah, it's unprecedented. So they're very different, but they're very same at the in a lot of ways as well. I think that the one nod that I'll definitely give Michael is I just feel like he was the ultimate competitor, and I don't know if there's anybody that competed like him. And I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll finish up this hour. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us in several different ways. Call us. Hit us up on the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Haven't mentioned this all freaking day now that I'm thinking about it. You can follow us on Facebook at Dorf on Sports as well. Follow us. Like the page. Great stuff from Mike out there. He puts out good content all the time. And then also check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. What do you think of Dennis Rodman? We got to get this in before we get out of this hour, man. Dennis Rodman, what do you think about his role with the Chicago Bulls, Mike Wilson?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I can take a vacation in the middle of the season, you know, to Vegas for a week, you know, I'm not sure how that would go over with the bosses. But, you know, he's coming off exactly who he was. Dennis was as real a person as you're going to get.
I agree. No, I think that that's really, really well said. And ultimately, I think what made the Bulls so interesting, with what makes a lot of these teams interesting today, you know, where you have all the stars, like when the Warriors were playing together, Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they had all these personalities, right? And somehow, some way, Phil Jackson was able to make all these guys intertwine, you know, and make these guys a hell of a basketball team. But I actually think they liked each other. I'm sorry. I know that we see a lot of this stuff that people put out there, but ultimately, you know, when you have a Dennis Rodman character, a Scottie Pippen, a Michael Jordan, these are big egos, man. You got to manage those somehow, some way, and Phil Jackson did a great job of doing that. All right, I know I hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, and of course, can't forget about my late night people. Good evening to some people as well. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another week with or without sports, people. That's the way we roll. Anyways, you can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports. Also, check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Like us, follow us. Check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. Mike Wilson, are you ready to rock and roll this hour, my friend? What's up?
I am absolutely ready to rock and roll. Got a lot to talk about. We haven't even talked about UFC, man. I watched UFC last night. Some dude just got obliterated. It was crazy.
Well, you know what? There's good news is we got another hour to talk about the sports world as we know it, and definitely UFC at the forefront right now with everything that they're doing to keep themselves in that light, to be honest with you. And you know what? More power to them in some ways, and then some other ways you're questioning and wondering if what they're doing is smart and wise. But hey, they got to do what they got to do. Speaking of which, I know we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do that. On the other side, we'll hook up with our good friend, former Major League Baseball player Brett Boone. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use the promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch 6 TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.TV. It's free and it's on the internet, as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. 6 free channels at WatchYour.TV.
Goldschmidt with a drive, out to deep left, at the wall, gone! Paul Goldschmidt, number 6.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat, the ball goes flying, and it's gone! 2-0 Sox. The ball was majestic, the bat was a javelin, and the Sox lead.
Payoff pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball to deep center. This has hit a ton. Does it have enough? Smith is back. Home run, Bowers! Just to the left of center, Jake Bowers has put the Indians in front.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, my people. And, you know, when I'm listening to that highlight, it just kind of made me chuckle to myself, because I guarantee you, Mike Wilson, our next guest, Brett Boone, knows exactly what it's like to see a majestic, deep, high fly ball leave the yard. And I guarantee you he knows exactly how to flip the bat as well. Welcoming in Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. Brett, am I right? Do you know how to flip that bat, and you love looking at that majestic ball fly out of the yard too, don't you?
Andy, I'm a little, you know, I've been on the show a few times. I'm a little disappointed. It's never been my highlight. It's always some random guy. Let's go.
You know what? It's quite honest. I'll be honest with you. I have said so many times we need to find a Brett Boone highlight so that when we bring him on the air, he can hear his own home run going out of the yard. So you and I are on the same page. Don't you worry about it. That will be in the books for next week, my friend. But looking at what we're looking at right now, Major League Baseball has come out. They've offered a deal. The players are now kind of with their rebuttal, and they'll come back with things. You being a former player, do you think the deal is fair, yes or no? And then if it isn't, how would you change this deal a little bit?
Well, the problem, you know, first and foremost, I've been on the side that the players are on now. You know, I've been in those rooms. I've been at the negotiating table. The thing for me is, was there a deal struck months ago with the owners and the players? You know, I don't know if that was in writing, a struck deal on their salaries being based on games played. Okay, so we got to first of all, you got to separate the negotiation. This is not a basic agreement negotiations, which are far more complicated, and they can be drawn out over a 7-10 year period. So they're really important. This to me, I don't think anybody's wrong. I hear some of the players' opinions. I don't necessarily agree with all of them. But it's tough for me to say somebody's right and somebody's wrong. It always comes down to this. It always comes down to big money when you're talking about a $1 billion corporation. But I think you've got to know what you're negotiating, what you're up against. And at this point, you're up against time as well. You know, I think we talked about it last week. I always try to put, and especially as an ex-player now and being out of the game a little bit, I really have a true appreciation for the fans and what they want. And if it's something they want, I think you do, as a player, I think it's your obligation to give them what they want. So that means getting the product on the field. Obviously, there are millions and essentially billions of dollars at stake here. And I think everybody should feel comfortable going into the season. It's an unfortunate side of the game, but it's the economics that are holding it up right now. I think you got to find a way that you can live with as a player to get this product on the field and give your fans at least a half a season going forward. Easier said than done when it comes to the negotiating table. But as a player, that's what I'm telling my reps, is get it done. And I'll tell you what, a little advice for players, because I've been through all this a lot, keep your mouth shut. Go to the keep it there. As a player, you're never going to win the public relations battle. You're never going to win it. So get into the meetings, educate yourself on the process, keep your mouth shut, and let the negotiators negotiate. And when they tell you it's time to go play and bring a great product to the public.
You know, Brett, you know, you take a look at this, you know, this document that they came up with. I think it's like 67, 68-page document.
Rules?
Testing. Yeah, the rules, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, test. Yeah.
Mike, no testing. We're going to hold you to that.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to fact check myself. You know, the testing is going to be the key to all this, I think, and the masks, you know, the thing that cracked me up, Brett, and I don't know if this made you chuckle a little bit, they don't want anybody spitting.
Right.
You know, I'm just like, okay, baseball and Americana and spitting in baseball kind of, it goes hand in hand. So I don't know, you know, if you're caught spitting, like what are you going to do? Well, what's the repercussion there? There's hug, can't hug, got to do all this. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm starting to come around to your side a little bit, Brett, in terms of this is probably going to get done come hell or high water, and we're probably going to see baseball. But with all these different things that they want to do, I mean, with the mask, the testing, the no spitting, the no hugs, the social distancing, I mean, are we just, I don't know. It just seems kind of like we're walking into Pandora's box a little bit.
Well, I think when it comes to the rules, let's look at the rules and say what they really are. They're guidelines.
because right. you're still a human being, and you're out there doing the best job you can. And it's like, and I'm guilty of it too. I walk out now, whatever I'm doing, I'm at the grocery store, I see a buddy. My first, you know, my natural instinct is to go up and give him a handshake. Well, and sometimes I catch myself going, oh, yeah, right now we're not supposed to be doing that. It doesn't mean I went out of my way to break the, you know, the quote-unquote rule. But it's right. human. You know, these guys have been doing this their whole life. Guys that chew, they spit. You know, when you get caught up in the emotion of the game and you get a big hit, you hit a big home run, your natural instinct is to high-five your buddy, high-five your teammate. Those are things that aren't going to go away. These are guidelines. These are saying, hey, let's try to do the best job we can. Just like walking around life right now. We're all doing the best job we can. And you're not going to be perfect. Because for however many years you're on this planet, you do a certain thing. You act a certain way. You have certain ways you conduct yourself. And all of a sudden, you've got to change that a little bit. And we all do the best job we can, but we're not perfect. And these things aren't going to be adhered. Oh, I saw you spit. There's going to be a fine. If anybody says those things are going to be enforced, those are ridiculous.
Yeah. But, no, I'm with you. That is the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career. So my question then is are we taking all the fun out of the game?
Well, I think time will tell. You know, I think time will tell. This is uncharted waters for everybody. And they're doing the best job they can to get some sports back on TV at least so we can watch. You know, today there's a golf match. I'm interested in that. I haven't seen any live golf in a long time. I'm always checking the menu to see what year was this PGA Tour event. So today, that's our first step. I think people are just hungry for some live activity when the outcome is not already a foregone conclusion. So I think it's going to be a hurry up and let's see what happens. But once it gets out there and you get in the and the players get into the flow of things, I think it's going to be an adjustment having no fans in the stands. We've all, you know, done inter-squad games or coming back from an injury. We'll have a simulated game in the stadium with no fans. But it's different when it counts and what you're doing counts. The players aren't going to be used to that. But they'll make an adjustment. They'll make an adjustment. And I think it's going to be a learn-as-we-go type thing. But I think in the end it's going to be a positive thing for baseball and for our country.
No, I think that's very, very well said, Brett Boone. And, you know, the match you're talking about, I believe it's Rory, DJ, Ricky, and then this Wolf guy, a younger guy on the tour, going out there, and they're going to be doing some stuff for charities, which is awesome. I believe the CDC is one of them. I'm not sure what the other one is, but really, really good stuff that you said. And I think you also said something that kind of resonated with me is that – We're tired of seeing these games that we know the outcomes to, and quite frankly, I can't watch any more Green Bay Packer heartbreaking losses, man. It's killing me. So I need the real thing, just like everybody else. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue with Brett Boone on the other side. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody.
That's driven out to deep left field. Going back at the wall. Drive home safely.
Finish off the game for Zach Cozart. Had struggling this series, but that one swing changes it completely. What a big fly. 24 home runs last season. His second as a Halo, and it's a walk-off variety for Zach Cozart, who crushes that baseball way out the left.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'll tell you, they were five outs away in the eighth inning, leading by three as Boone hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boom, a hero in game seven.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I can do this.
That's right. I can definitely do this. And, Brett, I hope you heard that. It wasn't you. But at least we're getting closer. That was your brother, Aaron Boone. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that shot was from 2003, the ALCS, when he hit a big home run, man. And that's as close as we got right now. But I'm telling you what, Brett, I guarantee you by next week, we will have a Brett Boone home run or something along those lines for your listening pleasure, for our listening pleasure, our listeners' listening pleasure. But we are continuing with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. This guy played the games. This guy was in the heat of the battle, and that's why we like to bring him to you each and every week as much as possible. And with that being said, I gotta ask you. I think we're probably on the same page, Brett, but I gotta make sure. Where are you on the Michael Jordan documentary? Have you been checking that out? I mean, like you said, we're kind of starving for things, and that would be something that's definitely giving back to us right now. So, where are you on the Michael Jordan documentary?
I'll tell you what, I have not been watching. I went through all my Netflix, and then I went back to, somebody told me this is years ago. I'm in the middle of Breaking Bad right now. So I've been following the Jordan, though, you know, through Twitter and through excerpts from that. It looks like a really interesting documentary, so I'm definitely, it's on my list, but everybody's watching it as we go. I'll power watch it when I'm done with Breaking Bad.
All right, so let me ask you this, though. You know Michael Jordan like we all know him as far as a competitor. Would you say that he's the most competitive guy that you've ever seen in sports, or where is he on that list for you?
No, well,
you know what? I played with a ton of guys that are every bit as competitive as Michael Jordan, but not every bit as talented as Michael Jordan. So when you're the best in the game and a lot of people call you the greatest of all time, obviously, you know, it's the same old what people like to say. I was the first guy to get there and the last guy to leave. Well, you're the only one that got there early and worked late. I know a ton of people, but not as high profile. So, you know, obviously Jordan was driven. Obviously Jordan was, you know, not only did he play at the highest level at his sport, but was one of the highest working, intense, competitive guys in the sport at the same time. But to say he was more competitive than the next guy, I don't know. I hear it all the time in baseball, and it seems like the top guys, they're always the most competitive. No, not necessarily. I've seen a lot of guys that you've never heard of. I've seen utility players that are just as competitive as the best players in the world.
But, no, I think that's a good point. Hey, that's an excellent point. Let me ask you this, and then I want to let Mike jump back in because I have a feeling I'm going to wind up stealing his question for you. You being a former Major League Baseball player yourself, we've heard all the talk about, like you're saying, Michael Jordan being this competitor and this and that and the other. In your humble opinion, would this guy have ever made it on the Major League Baseball in that limelight? Would he have ever been able to make it as a professional baseball player?
I would say absolutely not. No chance. That being said, for what he did, okay, people don't understand the way the minor leagues is set up. Well, I don't want to say that. Some people do understand this. But to go from the NBA at the age that he did straight to a double-A level, and what I was impressed with that year, he drove in 50 runs. There's a lot of guys at the double-A level that don't ever drive in 50 runs in a season. He did it coming from an NBA court, hadn't played baseball in I don't know how many years. So that's just kind of a prop to Michael about how hard that is to actually do. He hit 200. He was probably the worst hitter in the league. But the fact that he just went from the NBA court to, oh, I'm going to go play baseball, it would be like me going to an NBA-type situation and averaging 4 points a night. I don't think that's actually a possibility. But the fact that he went out, and that's the thing that stands out to me. This guy drove in 50 runs in double-A, and I played in that league, that Birmingham league. That's a tough league. That's a pitcher's league. And the fact that he was able to hit 200 and drive in 50 runs is a lot bigger of an accomplishment than people think. Tebow's learning that right now, what it's like just to play in the minor leagues. These guys are professional, and they take it serious. And the fact that he did that, props to Michael, but would he be a big league player? I see about zero chance.
You know, Brett, you speak about the minor leagues and all that. You know, I had heard that Major League Baseball draft is only going to be 5 rounds. How does that affect Major League, the organizations moving forward, if you're only going to have 5 rounds? And obviously, I mean, it's due to the virus and all those kind of things, but does that have any effect on the organizations moving forward?
Well, I think from a personnel standpoint, yeah. You know, I've thought about that. My dad, is the vice president of the Washington Nationals, and he's ahead of the minor league system. He doesn't even have the answers right now because of the turnover, the natural turnover that takes place every year with people in the organization. You know, they get released, they get let go, they get moved on for the new draft class. This year, your draft class can be a lot smaller. You're going to have 5 rounds, which you're going to sign, but then you're going to have a lot of free agents that normally wouldn't be free agents. They'd be drafted. Obviously, I think the net is you're going to have less players signed. Therefore, people that would have been maybe naturally released this year, they're going to be held on for one more year just for the bodies that they need to go out and fill out these teams. So I think it's definitely going to be a wait-and-see process. It's never happened before. You know, I've got a son that's in the draft this year, so it's affecting him. You know, he's right on the cusp, but we don't know. Is he going to get drafted? Is he not going to get drafted? And I'm just trying to educate myself and talking to the guys that are tied in with that, you know, as to, hey, how's this going to look? When's it, you know, we finally got a a date. June 10th. It's going to be five rounds, and you know, free agents can sign after that with some pretty stringent rules in place. I don't think this is a player-friendly thing, but you know, the owners put it in place, and you know, it's their product, and they're losing a lot of money this year, and this is a cost-cutting thing where each free agent can only sign for a maximum of $20,000 after the fifth round. When normally you'd be a sixth-round pick, you know, for example, getting $250,000, now it's going to be a $20,000 cap, and that's the way they decided to proceed this year. And it's going to be interesting. Like everybody else, it's a wait and see thing.
Interesting. That is the voice of Brett Boone joining us here on the program. And I just want to throw this to you before we let you run, because I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this. Bob Watson, former All-Star, championship general manager, dies at 74. You know, he won the World Series with the Yankees back in 96. Do you have any stories about Bob Watson, or what can you tell us about him in general?
You know, from everything I heard, Bob was a really good guy. I've met Bob. I've shook hands with him. I don't claim to know him on a personal level. I've heard a lot of good things about him, and I think, like a lot of us out there in our childhood, he had that line in the Bad News Bears, "Let the kids play." You know, and I always remember Bob Watson. It's like, and it always takes me back to that Bad News Bears movie of "Let the kids play," and it's Bob Watson and Cesar Cedeno. You know, that's kind of the first time I remember Bob Watson. Then coming up, my dad played against him, and then he became and he was the front office for the Astros. But
yeah,
you know, peace, Bob. I heard a lot of good things, but I didn't have a personal relationship or knew him on that level.
Yeah, and he was the first black general manager to win the World Series, and his nickname, the Bull. So we know that this guy was a guy that would come at you in every way, shape, and form, just from the nickname, right?
I agree with that.
So what do you got going on this day in the life of Brett Boone? What's on the menu, man?
What do I got? Oh, I got the same. It's Groundhog's Day for me. You know, I got a house full of kids. They'll wake up at around noon. You know, probably have a catch with my oldest son. Maybe go on a bike ride with the boys. Watch some news. I'm going to watch this golf match today. And get ready for bed at 7:15 and watch a little Breaking Bad.
Sounds good, man. We'll catch really up with you next week,
stuff.
Brett.
All right, Andy. Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Have a great day. Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. He likes hanging out with us, and we love having him, to be honest with you. And, yes, we will have a Brett Boone highlight next week for him. Anyways, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll continue to rap about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Now the 1-2 from Tijuana. Hayward hits a fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Granderson. It's got a chance. Cubs win. Jason Hayward goes opposite field.
There's a shot headed for the wall, rising up. It's high. And that ball's gone. A home run. Mookie Betts with his third home run of the season. Red Sox get a little closer.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Just got done with our good friend Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, and all kinds of accolades to go along with it. Baseball's first family, for crying out loud. It doesn't get much better than that. We love bringing them to you each and every week, if as much as possible, to be quite honest with you. Mike Wilson, along with me, my tag team partner in crime, he's here with me each and every week. You can get at us in several different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. I know we got some callers on hold. We'll get to Richard. We'll get to Mitch in just a moment. You can follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Check us out on all the social media stuff, too. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Good content, great stuff from Mike there. On Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Same good content there as well. So thoughts and opinions, that's what it's all about. So, Richard, we're going to jump out to you right now. Richard, you're up. It's the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson, and obviously it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Got all that stuff. What I wanted to say, well, had to do with what Brett Boone was saying, when he said, what do the fans want out of baseball? Something that has chapped my hide for years. And you got people like Bryce Harper. I forget. It's the ones that they hold out for a lot of money. They're just getting paid millions. A lot of people who are essential, you know, don't get paid anything, and I know I've heard the same story that only a certain number of people can do their job, but it's just like when they get the money, they hold on and get the money, they don't really perform. And I get tired of this holding out, and these just salaries are just absurd of what these people are getting paid, $20, $30 million. It's ridiculous. You know, if they were doing something like finding a cure for this COVID virus, they could get 20 or 30 million. I just think that's way too much money for them. And it just annoys me. And if it was a baseball game on today, I'd watch the marathon they have with the Golden Girls before I turn on baseball.
Hey, good call. Appreciate that, Richard. And look, I understand and I get his unhappiness, to be quite honest with you, Mike. And, you know, we've said it numerous times ourselves. Look, at the end of the day, these guys are worth whatever the market will bear. And it doesn't mean that they're doing something like he said, which is going out there and curing something, coming up with a cure for this virus or doing something along those lines. But at the end of the day, they have this skill that somebody's worth or somebody is willing to pay them that kind of money, whether they're worth it or not. It it's unfortunate, but I agree with this guy, but I also disagree with this guy at the same time, Mike.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you, Dorf. You know, I remember growing up and seeing that, you know, Magic Johnson signed a $25 million contract for 25 years and as the salaries went up, I just remember, you know, my dad would be like, man, you could pay me $1 million to play the game, or, you know, you could pay me nothing, I'd play the game. I'm like, well, I get where my dad was coming from, but at the same time, you're exactly right, Andy. I mean, it's going to look, the market's going to pay you what the market's going to pay, and we just kind of have to wrap our heads around it, and you just kind of take it from there. But I get where the caller and the frustration is coming from.
No, absolutely. We all get it, and I've said it for a long time, but I've also said, look, they're not overpaid because somebody's willing to pay them that amount of money. Speaking of paying somebody a lot of money, oh, man, we have not heard from Mitch in Santa Monica in way too long, so welcome back to the show, Mitch in Santa Monica. You know the cast of characters, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on the mind today, Mitch?
So much to catch up with on you guys, but so little to talk about. I got to tell you, first of all, Richard, listen, if the players aren't making the money, what, you want to give it to all the owners? Unless, what should be, there be a 50-50 split and, like, give it to some donation? I mean, that's absurd. Right, the problem right now with baseball, you know, and why I think that we're not going to see a season is because the owners had a deal with the players. And then all of a sudden they didn't factor in that there weren't going to be any ticket sales. And they went, oops. And now they're asking, instead of the players, you know, to do the 82 games, take a 50% cut, now they're saying, well, we're doing shared revenue, but, like, you know, our president, we're not going to show you our books. There's no way these guys are going to play for 20 cents, 10 cents on the dollar and risk injury. And even more so, this year, whether they play it or not, will count towards their 6 years when they can sign their unlimited contracts. When you have, you know, these young pitchers there just waiting to year six to sign $100 million, you know,
sure.
Right now the rookie
sure.
contract. So it doesn't matter. As far as most of these guys are concerned, why not sit out a year and let that year accrue so I can get closer to cashing in? I mean, actually, it's best for most of the young players to sit out and wait for the money. So, you know, I can't see, you know, the baseball owners really put themselves in a bind when they signed a deal, had an agreement with the players, and then are trying to make them look bad as if, oh, they're the money grubbing people in this thing. It's the owners. They had a deal and they messed it up once again. That being said, if you want to go around the globe, I understand we're all trying to look for things to talk about. And yes, we want to see, oh, I can't wait for the NFL season and college football. Guys, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. And if something does happen, first of all, the state of California is out. The state of New York is out. The state of New Jersey is out. Those places right there, that pretty much decimates any type of leagues or conferences that you have. So what might you have? What might you have? I mean, this is something that actually, Max from Cal was telling me. He's like, don't be surprised if you find a Utah or a Colorado start to revive the Big 12 and leave the Pac-12, because the Pac-12 is done. That's not going to happen. You know, especially when you have the California coalition between the state of California, Washington, and Oregon, those schools are out. We're done. Cal States are all online. Those schools have already been announced. So if you have an online school already, you can't play sports. It's kids.
It's a mess.
Said, it's a total mess. And by the way, going back to baseball, none of these players want to be quarantined and be tested and be away from their families. That's what you're going to have to do. It's one thing if you have a basketball team, 10, 12, 14 players, whatever you want to put on the roster and the type of thing. But when you have these major rosters and have to basically shelter in place these guys for the entire season and test them every other game. The test is only good for that moment in time, as we all know. I mean, it's just not going to work. And it's just, I get it. We're all starved for sports. I get it. But you know what? Just take a break. There's so much going on right now in the world that it really doesn't matter.
All right, with all the doom and gloom that you're bringing to us right now, and quite frankly, man, I don't see it a lot different than you, Mitch, in Santa Monica. So I'm not saying that you're crazy and that you're nuts, but with all this doom and gloom that you're presenting to us, how in the world do we ever get back to some sort of normalcy?
Well, sports is going to basically lead in terms of everyone opening up to normalcy, whether it's the music industry, bars, that's, unless you're in the state of Wisconsin. You need a vaccination. You need something that's tried, true, tested, and above anything else, trusted. And that may take a long time. It's going to be, and basically it's about trust and people trusting each other. When you have rogue people from the state of Illinois going into Wisconsin to go to Lake Geneva and party up in the bars and go back down to the state of Illinois, it's kind of like back in, when I was in high school, when the drinking age was 18 in Wisconsin and 21 in Illinois. You had all the kids going up there to go get loaded and get booze and bring it back down, only to be busted by the cops waiting at the border because the drinking age was different. I mean, why we're not policing that stuff, and why there isn't some sort of, you know, federal way to us as one United States, as opposed to one group of unions of you know, different sections, is beyond me. That's how we're going to get through this, is if we do this together as the United States of America. And right now we're not. It's haphazard. And the longer that we do this haphazard policy of how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that, it's not going to happen. You know, hey, I would expect this year you were going to see SEC football, but you won't see Pac-12 football. Because of the
interesting.
Way, you know, because that's the way, you know, those people, that's how they're doing it in that part of the country. But us out here on the West, we're doing it much different.
Mike, go ahead.
No, I would absolutely agree. Mitch, I'm right there with you. Whatever the SEC does, they're going to try and do it. But the Pac-12 is done to me because, you know, spending – I spent 3-4 days on Zoom calls with all the coaches of the Pac-12. And, you know, you listen to Chip, you listen, you know, to Clay Helton, you know, all the California – Justin Wilcox, Brian Shaw, all the, you know, the coaches in the Pac-12 in California, and they were – they didn't come out and say it, but they were, you know, they weren't talking like the season's going to happen. And they tend to be a little bit more in the know than your average person on the street. So, yeah, the Pac-12, I think, is certainly not going to be a factor in college football this year. And I'm the same way with the NFL. I just don't see it happening.
Well,
it's a scary
amateur.
Go ahead, Mitch. Go.
In terms of the schools, just the liability of, remember, these are kids.
Yeah.
These are students. They're not paid. They're not professionals. One thing for a professional to sign a contract, and it's like, okay, in the clause, there is something about if you get sick, yada, yada, yada. These are kids, for God's sake. You know?
Yeah.
You can't expect kids,
good point.
Even though it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, they're still kids going to school. As much as we try to not make it, that's really the foundation. There's no difference between Chase Garbers or Max, the tuba player in the band, you know, when it boils down to it. Sure,
yeah,
maybe
no, good
sure
point.
What they do, but the bottom line is the same, still the same kid. They still go to the same school. You know, the big problem is, though, Mike, is that if my theory that potentially the SEC, let's say they play, but let's say the Pac-12 doesn't. So then do you give Chase Garbers and the rest of the kids in the Pac-12 that extra year of eligibility the way the NCAA did in basketball? Do you then not give it to those kids in the SEC because they did play their senior year? I mean, that's where it becomes a mess. That's where we're going to need complete leadership from the top, just like we need from this country, to not only lead the schools, but our states, so that we are, like I said, the United States and not the American Union of States.
Hey, good call, man. We haven't heard from you in way too long, to be honest with you, Mitch, in Santa Monica. So glad that you brought the fire today, man. Really do appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
Hey, listen, you guys stay safe, healthy. I look forward to talking to you guys again real soon. You know, NASCAR, we got open track, open wheel racing format. Kentucky Derby was pushed back a month. You know, I mean, there's a couple little things to talk about, but you know what? Just as long as everyone is safe and healthy, that's about what's the biggest part that's on my mind about you guys and everyone else, everyone who works and supports you and make sure that this show happens and everyone out there is listening.
Hey, speaking of that, just so you know, man, you can catch us again starting tomorrow on the local show here in Phoenix, Arizona. So 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we're on doing that show Monday. Tomorrow we start back up. So we're happy to get back in the saddle. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that like we always do. We'll take that final pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll give you what we always do at this time, too, which is parting shots. So keep it close. Always interesting to hear what Mike has to say. Always interesting to hear what I have to say in my closing argument or closing statement. So keep it close. We'll be right back to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Got to thank our guests on the program, John Poulter, who's always with us each and every week from Canada, Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. We talk hockey with him. We also got to thank Brett Boone for joining us. We talk about the world and life in general with Brett Boone, but obviously he's a former Major League Baseball player, so we try to cater things around the baseball world. But at this time, each and every week, like always, Mike, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to, she passed away yesterday, Phyllis George, former Miss America and a first big female sportscasting pioneer. being on the NFL Today with Brent Musburger and Irv Cross starting 1975. She was an inspiration to many women that got into the sports broadcasting field. So our condolences to the George family.
Yeah, Phyllis George, obviously the co-host of the NFL Today, did pass away at the young age of 70, to be quite honest with you. So, yes, obviously hearts, prayers, thoughts, obviously with the family and everybody else that she touched. And my parting shot today, well, first, before we do that, obviously you can check us out each and every Sunday live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here. But now we go back to the local show Mondays, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time as well in Arizona. Check out 88.7 The Pulse to get us, get the app, however you need to do it, get all that stuff done. My parting shot is about the world, man. Just continue to stay slow, relax, people. Nothing to get too caught up. Get too speeding, get too far ahead of yourselves, because things are going to take some time. For Mike Wilson, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.